Beth, first of all, tell me what has inspired this massive cleanup day that members of Leadership Trigg County will undertake on the 18th?
You know, really, it's a series of things that have happened that have gotten us to this place. One is we've had a 2020 vision team that's been meeting for several years. In fact, it was under County Judge Executive Stan Humphreys at the time, who is now state senator, where we talked about fear and concern that our state park was really not headed in the right direction. And that is not a criticism of anyone. It literally is a matter of funding has been cut. We have a lot less staff than we used to have. There are 49 state parks, and the money is being spread very thin on all of that. So Trigg Leadership's inaugural class, which was the 2012-2013 class, when we had our opening retreat, we identified pros and cons or pros and areas for improvement in our community. And Lake Barkley State Resort Park fell on both sides of the page. We have all of these wonderful things, like it's the number 9 tourism destination in Kentucky. We have LBL that's number 1 in Kentucky. But for areas for improvement, the park also fell on that side of the page as being very concerned about the direction we're going in and what we're going to do about that. And then the second leadership class that started in July of 2012 and then is wrapping up here on June 30th, that class said, we're going to do something about this because they identified the same problem as the first class did. So they have put together the concept of Pass It On, Volunteer Day, and you know they're stepping up and making things happen.
And what's the goal for Pass It On? How many volunteers are you looking for?
We're hoping for 2,500 hours to be donated to this project. We're already probably in the 600 to 700 range of things that have been done prior to the May 18th date. The city, our mayor, Lynn Bailey, when we went and talked with him about it, he said, I'm on fire for this. Let's blitz it. Let's go to the park and do what we can do. And our county judge executive, who was the former police chief now, Hollis Alexander, he said, absolutely, count us in. What do you want done? So both our city and our county have already been at the park. They've put in probably 500 to 600 volunteer hours on state property, cleaning the park, cleaning up a site that had kind of become a dump site. They've been mowing. They've been trimming back trees. They picked up a lot of debris from prior year's floods. So we already have a huge number of hours that's been committed through them. And then we're hoping that we'll have about 200 volunteers on May 18th to come out and spend an 8-hour day with us from 8 until 5 to help us do painting and landscaping and cleaning of the beach. We're going to be doing some power washing and just really trying to give it an overall better look and feel.
And you have a deadline approaching for folks who want to be a part of this, and you actually have an application for people to be a part of this as well. It includes, you know, selecting what it is you'd be interested in doing at the park that day, and also what size T-shirt you'd like to wear. When do folks need to have this application and into you or into Leadership Trigg, and where can they get one?
We'd really like to have our applications in by May 10th. The situation is this. Each member of the Trigg Leadership class went to the park individually as part of their project, and they identified things as though they were a tourist. They noticed that the flagpole was not painted and was rusted. They noticed that the handicap parking places were not clearly marked and painted to today's perfection. They noticed, that the curb is broken on the corner as you come into the lodge, or that there are some lights out going down the runway. And they literally took notes, 5 pages of notes of things that could be done if somebody just had the time and the money to get it done. And we're literally going to match people up to those responsibilities. So it includes carpentry, gardening, and food services. So some people are going to be there just to help provide snacks or water, and the park is providing lunch that day. We're trying to get those applications in by May 10th, if we can. That gives us 1 week to line up the job, the responsibility, the number of hours that it's going to take to line that up with the appropriate person.
If this is a successful event, do you foresee this being modeled in other places across the state? Do you see this occurring annually in Trigg County?
Absolutely, without question. I think that Trigg Leadership could very well take this project and move it to the next level from 1 year to the next. And that's sort of the reason the Pass It On came about, was pass it on to the next decade or the next generation of people. But we've talked just recently with Tourism Secretary Marquita Sparrow, And she said clearly that she wanted to use this as a template for Kentucky, for all state parks and for all communities to be able to do something similar to what we're doing here in Cadiz and Trigg County.
So tell me now, there's kind of another aspect to this, to the project?
Yes, that's correct. We're planning on presenting Pass It On, the project itself, to Southern Pennyroyal Chamber Alliance, which is an alliance of Todd, Christian, and Trigg counties, on May the 17th. That organization lobbies for regional efforts in Frankfort, and if our project makes their top five or six list, then we are going to be asking the state legislature to provide $3 million in capital funding in 2014 for further enhancements at Lake Berkeley State Resort Park. So we're using the Ground Roots Pass It On Volunteer Day as an opportunity to show before and after to our legislators exactly what can happen when a community comes together, but also to show them that it's our park and that we're proud of it and that we're willing to take some responsibility and accountability for our park, and we'll take care of it. So I think that the second part of it could be tremendously successful and impactful to our community when we can get the attention of the state to turn back toward Western Kentucky and to look at the regional impact of Lake Berkeley State Resort Park.
And again, this is Pass It On. It's a community cleanup day at Lake Berkeley State Park on May 18th. But to volunteer, it's recommended that you pass along an application. And you'll find a copy of that application at our website, wkms.org, along with more information about this cleanup day. Beth Mann, the Trigg County Cadiz Chamber of Commerce president, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.